good Monday morning, friends. Happy Monday morning. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcoming in as we launch. That's right. Hand clap, cheer, crow. You got it. We are officially on www.eternityreadyradio.com. We are welcome into their family. Thank you so much, Jeremiah and company. And my name again is CA. I am your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I'll be able to tell you guys a little bit about us. Stand by one moment. Hope everybody's doing well on a Monday. Got a great show lined up today. Before I tell you about it and how everything's going to ramble and roll, again, I want to thank Jeremiah, program director on eternityreadyradio.com. I hope I got that right. It's going to take me a little bit. And, of course, we are syndicated on iHeartRadio. Guys, I would encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to check out that website. We are on the morning slot from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. You'll have to excuse me, too much coffee this morning. Okay, well, before I tell you what's going to happen on our show today, I want to tell you a little bit about me. A lot of you new listeners out there that are curious about CA, I am with the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I have been doing this for almost 2 years. That's right, 2 years, October the 15th. To tell you a little bit more about us, I am a minister in Christ. I went to Bible college, so I do a lot of biblical studies. We are studying the book of Revelations. We are going to study today Revelations chapter 12 and some other things. I've got characters in Christian comedy from time to time. We do have Mark Lowry that comes in from time to time and fills in on some of the Christian comedy, so I want to be sure to tell you guys that. Also, I want to give you guys an opportunity to like me on my Facebook page. Search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast with the iHeartRadio logo. Check that like button for free. We post all kinds of encouraging things. Hey, we're an encouraging station. If you have any praise reports, questions, comments, suggestions, email me. You ready? Pen and paper ready? morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can reach me if you want to message me on Messenger, Facebook Messenger. And I have that link on the Morning Brew Christian podcast on our Facebook page. Okay, that being said, now we need to talk about what's going to happen on our show today. On a Monday, we're going to take your Blue Monday, and we're going to make it a Happy Monday. Okay, I've got a Bible devotion today. We are going to talk about glory in the tribulation. Also, I'm going to be covering on the book of Revelation. The whole chapter I'm going to read, chapter 13. Now, that goes through verses 1 until verse number, let's see here, 18. We're making headway on the book of Revelation. And you got it, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, is here drinking coffee this morning, waiting to get on. He wants to be a very special part of the inaugural day today, being on www.eternityreadyradio.com. Okay? All right. Jeremiah, don't wring my neck on that. All right, what do you say? Exercise time. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Okay, in today's Bible devotion, we are talking about glory in the tribulation. Now, friends, if you go to the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, it says, not only that, we also are in glory of the tribulations, knowing that the tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, produces that character and character and hope. Now, the man who had just justified in the faith with the peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can find that in the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Not only does his glory find hope in Christ, but also in the tribulation. You know what this does? This sets up far apart from the person who hasn't justified by faith and is devastated where the tribulation comes. Now, consider your last tribulation. Maybe it was an illness, maybe a loss of your job, maybe an injury. Or maybe it was something more severe like losing your home or a family member. We've all been there or undergoing a period of mourning a loss. Whatever it is, how did you respond? How did your spiritual benefit in it? Now, not only does God want you to find happiness in the result of your loss, but he wants you to have your loss that is transformed and shape your character, and ultimately he wants to give you eternal hope through the pain that you're going through. Lean on Jesus Christ and show the world and also the power of the gospel what it looks like. Trust in him in your deepest heartache, your headaches that even you're going through when your heart is hurting, for the advancement of the kingdom, and his kingdom is with you. Now, we are going to play a song as we get ready for the deacon, the deke, your friend, my friend, deacon, and let's go ahead and just kick it on off for him. Him and that pumpkin spice, he's so glad to have it back. Stand by, let's enjoy a little bit of We Are Family. What do you say? Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. We're on our inaugural day, Deacon. How are you doing, my friend?
CA, I am doing just fine, and hello, everybody, iHeart Radio family, and EternityRadioReady.com. Always so glad to be on here. I am Deacon Brown. Again, with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. CA, aren't you excited today?
I'm very excited. I'm glad you were able to stop by even for a little bit. Yes, I am happy. I am excited. I am glad that we're on another new outlet on a radio, thanks to Jeremiah. And I'm going to tell you this, that it's just a special moment, Deacon. And I know I'm not going to spend too much time because I don't want to make it a lengthy podcast, but let me ask you something. How is everything going with your church?
Well, let me tell you something, SEA. Everything's going just A-okay. Now, we let a certain amount of people come in. We do the temperature check. They have to wear their masks. They have to social distance. But we're having a great time at church. God is good. He is good what all the time.
That's right. He is good all the time. That's right. Now, I'm going to be studying with everybody today on the book of Revelations, chapter 13. We're going to talk about the beast out of the sea. I'm sorry, chapter 12. I'm going to step ahead, Deacon. Look what you're doing. The woman and the dragon is what we're going to talk about. Goodness gracious. Losing my mind today.
CA, get it together there, young man.
I know. Crazy me. Well, as you notice, I've got pumpkin spice. I've got coffee, so we're ready to roll, right?
That's right. And I just want to tell you this, that the Deke is everything going just fine. Miss Mildred's doing fine. She's getting ready for the holidays, are you? Believe that? Even with the COVID stuff going on, she's all holiday happy.
That's right. Fall's in the air. The seasons are changing. Of course, here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, it is still hot and humid, but we're supposed to have cooler weather coming in tomorrow, so hopefully that'll help for the rest of the week.
Yes, EA, we need some cooler weather. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I love fall. I love Thanksgiving. I love the turkey. It's going to be different. But I also love Christmas, the number one thing, because of Christ's birthday.
That's right. We'll be playing some Christmas music as we get closer to that. We may do it early because of everything going on. Deacon, thanks so much for dropping by. Thank you for saying hi to everybody. I know I got to get rolling with some music. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play it right now, but you have a good day, buddy.
You too. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. Like us on Facebook, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio.
That's right.
And EternityRadioReady.com.
That's right. Absolutely. Jeremiah would love that. All right, let's kick it off with Toby Mac. I Just Need You. Good Monday morning.
Oh, Lord, I need you. just by his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true, by his mercy he moves his love.
I tell you, Michael W. Smith, I love Michael W. Smith. Great is the Lord. That's right, great is the Lord as we celebrate every day with what our Heavenly Father has done for us. And I'll tell you, it just puts goosebumps on you, doesn't it? Well, today, on a Monday morning, we're getting it together. Y'all going to have to bear with me on all the radio networks. It can be a little wacky sometimes here at Faith Studio One. On a cool, crisp, that's right, cool, crisp Monday morning. Well, today it's entitled on Revelations chapter 12, and actually it's going to go from 1 to about, like I said, 18 or 19 here. So here we go. It's called The Woman and the Dragon. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "A great and wonderful sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant, and she cried out in pain. As she was about to give birth, there was another sign that appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. His tail swept a third of the tears out of the sky and had flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman which was about to give birth so that she could devour her child the moment it was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, and will rule all the nations as an iron skelter. And her child was snatched up to God to the throne. The woman fled in to the desert to make a place prepared for her by God where she could make and take care, be taken care of for 1,260 days. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and the angels fought back. But he was strong enough, and they had lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, an ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, which leads the world astray. He was hurled up to the earth, and his angels was with them. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have I come to the salvation and to the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our Father day and night has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They did not have their lives lived so much that they shrunk to death. Therefore rejoice, your heavens, and you will dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that this time is short. Now when the dragon Saul, he had hurtled down to earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle so she might fly in the place to prepare her for in the desert, where she'd be taken care of for time after time and even a half of a time out of the serpent's reach. There from the mouth of the serpent spared like water, like a river, to overflow the woman and sweep her away with the torment. But the earth helped the woman by opening the mouth and swallowing the river of the dragon, which had spewed out of her mouth. Then the dragon was estranged, and the woman went off to the war, and the rest of her offspring, there to obey the commandments and hold the testimony of Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's quite a story there in the book of Revelations, as we're only 10 chapters away from completing Revelations chapter 22. Let me give you a little bit of a synopsis on this. Reading all of that chapter 12, right? Chapter 12 gives us, friends, a brief but almost important summary of the whole course of events viewed not in the instruments on earth or the judgment of these, but the defined view of all the principles at work. In fact, the state of things as revealed of God, the first symbolic person, as we will remember, subject to the prophecy as a result of all of God's ways, is a woman clothed with the sun, having a crown of 12 stars, right? And the moon under her feet. It is Israel or Jerusalem as the century, as in the purpose of God, if you compare it in Revelation chapter 9, verse 6. And also in Psalms chapter 87 and verse 6 in your reading time, she is clothed with a supreme authority, invested in with the glory of perfect administration in man, with all the original reflection of glory of this under the old covenant under her feet. She was traveling in childbirth, distressed, and she was in pain to be delivered. On the other hand, Satan's power in the form of the Roman Empire, completed in the forms of power, the seven heads, but incomplete in the administrative supremacy, 10, if you think about it. See, not only did the 12 horns, but Satan, as he opened his infidel enemy of God and God's power in Christ that sought to devour the child as soon as it was born. But who was to have ruled the earth from God? But the child in Christ, the assembly with Christ, is caught away to God and his throne. In fact, it does not receive the power yet, but it is placed in this very source of which it flows. And it is not the rapture as regards to joy, for it is, go back to Christ himself, but placing him in the assembly in and with him in the seat of which the power flows in the establishment of the kingdom. There is no time for this, okay? Christ and the assembles are all one. But the woman, the Jews, after this flies into the wilderness, where God has prepared a place for them, for the half week. As we study on in the book of that Revelation chapter 13, the assembly of the heavenly saints, as Christ noted, go up to heaven to be out of the way. The Jew or the earthly ones are protected by providential care upon the earth. This gives the whole state of things in which the view of the scene, which is respectively places that she is to have the glory and hold the power in the earth, is cast out. Now the child that is to have the power in and out from heaven is previously taken up there. This makes the position very clear. The historical course of events is now pursued. And you're like, see, hey, what you talking about? Well, the child being supposed to already be caught up, there is a war in heaven. And the devil and his angels are cast out and have no more place there. As we read along, this brings it even more clear to the distinction of the heavenly saints and the Jewish remnant. In fact, the heavenly ones have overcome the accuser by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. fact, the woman's seed had been the commandments of God in the testimony of Jesus Christ, the spirit of prophecy. So what they have of God in the Word according to the Old Testament. But keep in mind, to follow up the latter part of the chapter, a loud voice proclaims in heaven that the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ is come, to the testimony still of the second psalm, as we well remember. Only as yet, as if it was proclaimed from heaven, where the power of the kingdom had already been made good by casting down a Satan. In fact, Satan's anti-priestly power was on forever. Excuse me, guys. In fact, let me remind you this, that the heavens, let me go back here a second on my notes that I have. Okay, when the saints in the heavenly is overcome by him, in which they had the consequence, and the title to heaven, good to the blood of the Lamb, and the word of the mouth, God's sword, that's right, and by the Spirit gave up to the lives to the death. In fact, friends, the heavens and the dwellers, they could not rejoice because it was woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil had come down, knowing he had little time left. And I think in verse 11, where it implies that there are saints killed after the rapture who yet belong to heaven. If there were such killed because of their faithfulness, why weren't they taken up? I've had people ask that. Well, they would lose the earth and the heaven, and then they would be more devoted to that than the earth. But we see, moreover, in chapter 20, when we get there, it's the first resurrection, the souls under the altar that are ready to wait for the others that had been killed, as they were, and that is as well noted in the celebration, as are happy as the slain ones. You see, none others, yet none in the last 3 years and a half. So, that we have three parties in view. The voices of those in heaven are their brethren that have overcome, that would not be in the 3 years and a half of Satan's rage, which had not become. Now, the man-child in heaven be, as we consider it, excuse me, Christ and the raptured saints. The voice that we would not already be there, and the self-raptured saints associated by celebrating the cast down of the accuser of the deliverance that belong to heaven, calling them our brethren. In fact, the brethren conflict of the accuser was over, as we will study. But I want you to keep in mind, along with that, what happened too was, for the dragon cast down the earth and was unable to accuse heaven in the opposed saints. Heaven heavenly, calling the priesthood, refers to such as the union persecutes the Jews, and he seeks to destroy the testimony. But God gave not power of resistance. The Lord must come to deliver out power to free and escape and find refuge where she was nourished the whole half a week, and of course out of the serpent's reach. He seeks to pursue wings that have not gone, but he also uses a river and these movements of people under the influence of the special motive and the guidance to overwhelm the woman. Be the earth the organized system in which the men live, swallow up the waters. This influence was in vain and was not met by an army. In fact, a counterpower, if you keep in mind, but was never nullified. There was such a dispulsion of the course of earth. So what did God do? He ordered in his provision, and the dragon turned to persecute individually. And as we all know, the faithful remnant of the seed of the Jews who held fast by the word. So there you go. I know it was kind of lengthy when I read that to you. But you see how things are starting to take place. Do you see how things in Revelation 12 is starting to take shape? So I come to this point on our launch on EternityRadioReady.com. How is your heart with Jesus Christ? Heaven forbid if something happened to you. Are you ready? Are you ready to serve Him? Do you want to make Him Lord of your life? Do you want to make Him Lord of Lord, King of Kings, Almighty God? Now, you've got a choice to make. You've got a soul inside of you. That soul's going to either go to heaven or go to hell. People, when they die, your loved ones, my loved ones, people that we know, they're going to have to make a choice. They had to make a choice. They sure did. Which way was it going to be? Heaven or hell? Remember, Scripture reminds us of this. It reminds us that life is short and there's only a narrow path to that road to heaven. There's going to be more people going to hell instead of going to heaven. My question to you is, if the rapture was to come this minute, this hour, this day, or tomorrow morning, or even this morning, or tomorrow morning, or whatever day it may be, see, we'll never know the time, only God knows. Will you be ready? Are you ready for Him? Remember, you got a soul. It's going to make a choice, heaven or hell. In heaven, you're with paradise, you're with Jesus, your Creator, our God, our Father God that loves you and cares about you and wants the best for you. Up in heaven, there's a new Jerusalem. Let me recap something before we get to the altar call. Earth was originally going to be heaven. What happened, as we all know back in Genesis, Adam and Eve. Eve ate of a fruit as she was tempted by a serpent. She ate off the tree of life when God told her not to do that. They were so ashamed they were naked. Remember? As you read that in the book of Genesis, and we'll restudy that in the future. So the question is, well, see, hey, where's our loved ones at that's gone on? Well, earth was going to be heaven one, but that's changed. Now we got heaven two. That's where our loved ones are at. That's where my grandparents are at, my aunts at. That's called heaven two. The new heaven, when the rapture happens and God reigns, and we're going to finish studying all that. I don't want to spoil any of it. And then the world's going to be gone. The new Jerusalem He's building for us. He's got homes of many mansions. Now, don't get me wrong. I got realtor friends that sell houses, beautiful homes. But I'm talking 20 million times better. Homemade by God with just a blink of an eye. Streets of gold. Coming to Him, kneeling down before Him, thanking Jesus for paying the price for my sins, your sins, everyone's sins. Some people just don't get it. Friends, I can't stress to you enough. We're here to help. My email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. If you get touched by this message, you get saved, email me, let me know your name, your state. Also want to thank the USO Radio Network. They're also with us too as well. Share this podcast. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play The King is Coming. We're going to meditate in prayer in low a cappella by the Gaither Vocal Band. I want you to clear your heart right now. This is the time to do it. This is the time to clear our hearts with Jesus Christ and make it right. So let's talk to the sinners right now. I'm going to do a three-way altar call prayer. Podcast altar call prayer. So what we're going to do right now is talk to the sinners. So with the open heart, closing your eyes. You know, this is what it's going to be like just like this song. It's going to be evaporated in a heartbeat. You really want to know about Jesus, I'm going to help you right now. But first, you got to turn your life around. Kind of like turning an automobile around. If you make a wrong turn, you got to make a U-turn, right? Let's pray for you right now. Okay? The humble heart. Opening your heart to Christ. No distractions at all. Pray this prayer with me. Dear God, forgive me of my sins. I know I'm a sinner. I pray you wash away all my sins I've ever committed in my life. First you're admitting, now you're going to believe. Father, I may not know everything, but I know that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins, and his blood shed on the cross for me. And I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior right now in my heart. I want him to live in me forever. Father God, live in me forever. I believe in you, and I believe on the third day you are resurrected, and you're alive and well, and you're sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to God. So right now at this very moment, I accept you, Jesus, into my life, and I believe in you. You're Lord of Lords, King of Kings into my life. Now you want to commit. Father God, I commit my life to you. I may not know everything, and being a new Christian, I'm going to get ridiculed. I'm going to be hurt. But I know one thing, I got you, and that's all I need. So this day forward, I commit my life to you, whatever it may be. You've got the game plan for me, and I love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, congratulations, friends. Friends, please email me, let me know, or message me on my Facebook Messenger on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, which I highly suggest liking us on there. You know what you did? ABC, you admitted that you're a sinner. You asked for forgiveness, washed your sins away. Secondly, you believe. Come with childlike faith, like coming to the Father, coming to childlike faith, and you told God to just forgive you of your sins, and that you accept Him as personal Savior, that He died on the cross for your sins, my sins, everyone's sin, and His blood was shed for us. And with an open heart, you accept Him in your heart, and He came in, you invited Him in, had the covenant table with you, pulled the table aside, said, "Son and daughter, I'm right here with you. Not going to leave your side." You accepted Him as your Savior. Oh, I feel the presence at Faith Studio One. If you guys could just feel what I feel. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In addition to that, you accepted Him. You knew He got resurrected on the third day. After He died on the cross, He was resurrected. He's alive and well. And they're celebrating because you accepted Him. You also committed your life to Christ. You don't know what He's got game plan for you, but He's got something. Open your heart to Him. Get into church. Read Scripture. Call me up anytime. Well, email me now. But anything we can do to help. Okay, now I want to speak to our Christian brothers and sisters in Christ. Times are hard. Troubles are hard. We're going through a lot. But you know what? Christ loves you. He is there for you each and every day. He is not leaving your side, brother and sister in Christ. Let's pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray you be with them. Touch their hearts, whatever they're going through. We know you got them, God. Please protect them, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. Now I want to talk quickly to the prodigals. Prodigals, he's knocking on the door. Are you going to let him in, or are you just going to deedle-doddle around? I think if I were you, I would let him in before it's too late. Time won't be bypassing you. Maybe we just need to pray this prayer. Open your heart. Please don't take it to the bottomless pit. Lord, I just pray for our prodigals. I pray that they learn about you and that they reach out to people, brothers and sisters in Christ, and learn about you and get their heart right. Lord Jesus, we pray for all of our prodigals that drifted away. We know you got them. We know you're going to touch them. And we love you. Lay your hands upon them, I pray. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's sing this last part. Thank God He's come for me and you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's coming for me. Amen. Any pain, any trouble you're going through, boy, Christ has got you, friends. He is the great physician. I've got people that are suffering right now with cancer situations and unspoken requests on that. But you know what? God's got him, and He's going to heal him. And I'm praying specifically on some unspoken prayer requests of people that I know that are suffering through that. I've got a good friend that her aunt has cancer right now, and we're thinking about her. Can't mention her name, but I know this, that we're going to lift her up and continue to lift her up in prayer. And I send her a Facebook message to remind her, hey, we're praying for you. And I ask that you pray for this particular and very special unspoken request. And I pray cancer be gone for her. So I appreciate your prayers and other prayers that people are going through. So let's lead off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for touching my life and everyone else's life. God, We love you and we thank you, Father God, and we pray for a great Monday. Be with us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, what a way to start an inaugural day on EternityRadioReady.com. Jeremiah, thank you so much, Program Director Jeremiah, based in, I believe, Missouri. Well, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Glad to be back on the air. Please check out my friend's station. I'm on mornings 6 a.m. till 7 a.m. Guys, we're here for you. We love you. Thank you for everything you do. Have a great day at work on a Monday. Be safe. This is CA signing out at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.